Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Craig Singleton is a China Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleagues now publish on the FTD site, The Middle Kingdom Meets Higher Education, How U.S. Universities Support China's Military-Industrial Complex. The fun part of talking to FTD is there's always of action call. And here we go, action call. Craig, let's begin with Washington. This information is not challenged. Good heavens, the case of Bomai makes it very clear that the Department of Justice got intimately involved in the prosecution of a spy, of a thief. So, beginning in Congress, you mentioned that there is legislation. Is there more to be done, Craig?
There's a lot more to be done. We think that, once again, a scalpel, not a sledgehammer approach is really necessary. Right now, we think that there's strong reason that Congress and even state legislatures around the country should pass legislation mandating that U.S. universities make publicly available both active and inactive Confucius Institute contracts, as well as any academic partnership agreements that they have with Chinese universities. We think that even when you're talking about financial disclosure, there are major holes. The Department of Education produced a report about 2 years ago that showed that most U.S. universities were not accurately disclosing how many millions of dollars a year they were receiving from Chinese government sources or Chinese donors. I mean, it's just sort of shocking. One of the biggest things we think, though, is this isn't necessarily a law enforcement issue. Yes, we should be looking for Chinese scholars or students who are on campus stealing intellectual property. But in many cases, the Chinese don't see a distinction between what's classified or unclassified. They just see access to really powerful foundational knowledge that can be applied and harnessed to support their military modernization. No one in the U.S. government right now is responsible for producing a list every year of Chinese universities that are supporting China's military civil fusion. That needs to change. We do that right now with Chinese military companies. We think that effort should be expanded to include Chinese civilian universities as well.
The puzzle for an outsider reading this is, why trust anyone? You make it very clear that the Chinese Communist Party has militarized all academic fields that I can imagine, meaning that they're all compromised from the moment you see them on paper stating what they intend in this country. Do universities, do states sponsoring universities, do private institutions have the resources to vet when you're traced back to a country that practices deception routinely? It is their lifeblood.
I would say right now, definitely not. I think one of the key challenges is that China has identified about 280 different academic disciplines as supporting Chinese military civil fusion, but it won't publicly release that whole list. So there are things on there that have sort of leaked out over time that we're aware of, like armament technology, artificial intelligence, things that make a lot of sense. But there's other things that have sort of developed and kind of leaked out there that a normal person wouldn't associate with the military, like geology and geography. But the reality is, the U.S. Department of Defense has lots of geographers on their staff because they're critically important if you're going to invade a country or perhaps invade an island like Taiwan. And so you have these disciplines that are typically not associated with military activity that are being harnessed by the party. And so that is really one of the key issues. I think also, as we're looking at this, the Chinese government has active grant programs that sponsor promising Chinese students in science, tech, engineering, and math, so STEM fields, to come to the U.S. to study. And there's a very clear understanding in the grant application that those people will be expected to return home to provide the technology and talent Beijing needs to compete with the United States. It's something that the Chinese leader Xi Jinping has personally championed. Right now, these are just major gaps in our regulatory systems and structures that we sort of have to just step back and address thoughtfully.
Follow the money. Hollywood loves this part, Craig, so let's have some fun. I learned from you that the Department of Education's disclosure requirements are not articulate about the problem. What needs to be done?
There are just major gaps and holes. I think one of the things that's been most fascinating is that, I think as a former student, U.S. universities have no problem tracking down students down to the cent of what they owe and owed back to tuition or a missed meal credit. But U.S. universities aren't held to the same standard when they have to document how much money that they're getting from these foreign entities, including the Chinese Communist Party. There are entities in U.S. universities that have never reported receiving money from the Chinese Communist Party, despite housing a Confucius Institute. And we know from looking at their contracts that they did receive money to stand this up. And so there are these massive holes that have sort of been exploited, and U.S. universities have massively underreported and anonymized a lot of the information that they've received. And so it's just extremely troubling because the evidence shows that these institutions have, like I said, very sophisticated systems for managing and soliciting and tracking grants. But when we're talking about the billions of dollars that are received from not just China, but Qatar and Russia, we're not seeing the full accounting there. It's a big problem.
You want the threshold from 250,000 to 5,000. Is 5,000 low enough? Because I could see them parceling it out at $4,999 infinitesimally. Is there any way to coordinate all of this funding and identify a problem? It would show up on a screen if you're tracking.
I wish that we could go to full transparency and disclosure. I think it's important to remember that, universities try to push back on increased oversight. And we think 5,000 is a reasonable number. Maybe they could try, Chinese entities or sources could try the $4,999.99 approach. I think eventually that would sort of come to everyone's attention and raise serious questions, both for the universities as well as regulators, to say, obviously, we should just go to zero. So they're sort of, I think, in that case, making my case that it should be down to zero. But I do think that if we push it down to 5,000, if we sort of codify some additional language around those financial requirements, we'll have a much broader sense of how much money is flowing into these universities. And even what we do know, though, is that multiple schools, we mentioned Stanford, something in the neighborhood of $4 million, other schools around the country have received millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party or Chinese data donor sources for both Confucius Institutes and these academic partnerships. We've sort of just scratched the surface here into seeing how far these tentacles sort of go throughout U.S. higher education.
All right, two tough questions you address. Should the United States impose sanctions or other restrictions on Chinese universities that support the military-industrial complex? Sanctions. Now, you indicated earlier, China's ready to threaten lawfare. That's what it's called when you speak against China. Sanctions is a form of lawfare, but it's in the hands of a Department of Justice that is transparent and equitable. So, sanctions against Xiamen University. Is it credible that that can happen?
I think the Chinese are a little bit more bark than bite here. And there are at least one university in our report, Sichuan University, is already on the U.S. Department of Commerce's entity list because it directly enables China's nuclear weapons program. Sichuan is an entity that maintains collaborative academic partnerships with U.S. universities. So we aren't sort of breaking the mold here by saying that some of these Chinese universities are directly linked with the People's Liberation Army. They are military end users. And just this week, we saw a notification from the Biden administration that sanctioned 11 entities working as part of a broader Chinese government strategy to deploy biotechnology for offensive use against Uyghur Muslims and other ethnic minorities. And so I think we are starting to see a tolerance here in Washington for taking stronger action against these, whether they're commercial entities or even universities that are supporting China's military modernization.
Greg Singleton, a China fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. The report is available on the FTD website about China using the Confucius Institutes to put its Trojan horse inside the fortress of American universities. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.